With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A violent stabbing occurred last month aboard a London-bound train.
A mass stabbing on a London-bound train has left 11 people injured. The attack took place on a long-distance train travelling from Doncaster to London on Saturday night. The train was stopped in the English town of Huntingdon. Armed police were at the scene. 11 people were taken to hospital after the attack. Two remain in a life-threatening condition. Two people have been arrested. One is a 32-year-old black British man, the other a 35-year-old man of Caribbean descent. The police are not treating the attack as a terrorist incident, but police are being assisted in their investigation by British counter-terror forces.
Correspondent Luke Garrett reporting, one of the two men has since been released. President Trump is putting Nigeria on notice for its persecution of Christians. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president says Christianity is facing an existential threat in Nigeria and that his administration will designate the West African nation as a country of particular concern. That designation does not necessarily mean that sanctions will be imposed, but is one step ahead of that. The president writes in a social media post that radical Islamists are responsible for the mass slaughter of thousands of Christians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Flight delays are continuing at U.S. airports amid air traffic controller shortages as the government shutdown enters its second month. Newark Airport in New Jersey was experiencing delays of 2 to 3 hours on Sunday. George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, Dallas at Fort Worth International Airport, and Chicago's O'Hare Airport. We're also seeing dozens of delays and one or two cancellations. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of America's faith profile.
It comes from Kite and Key Media, and it reveals that amongst the world's wealthy industrialized nations, the U.S. is much more religious. Over half of Americans pray daily. In Canada and Europe, it's less than a quarter. The report also reveals that about 70% of people in this country describe themselves as Christians, 45% are Protestant, 22% are Catholic, the rest are Orthodox or smaller groups. Jews make up 2% of the population, Muslims 1%. Michael Harrington reporting.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is performing abortions again after a nearly month-long pause due to federal Medicaid funding cuts. The state chapter says it was able to resume offering abortions because it relinquished its status as an essential community provider. The organization says by doing that, it no longer fits the definition of a prohibited entity under the federal law. This is SRN News. Former Israeli Ambassador Dr. Michael Oren is warning Jews about New York mayoral candidate Zora Mamdani.
This man wants to take everything you see behind me, my house, my family, my neighborhood, my city, my country, and erase it off the map. And he's not particularly choosy about the way that would happen. He's talking about globalizing the Intifada. What is the Intifada? It kills Jews. And I've never heard him say that Israel has the right to exist or even the right to defend itself.
And he says anti-Semitism globally is compelling Jews to emigrate to Israel.
It's not like Canadian Jews or Australian Jews think, oh, I'm going to move to New York. It's going to be better because there in New York, I'm going to run into Mayor Mamdani. So really have not that much choice. So many more Jews may be thinking of moving to Israel. They'd rather deal with Hamas and Hezbollah than deal with anti-Semites blowing up their synagogues in Melbourne.
More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.